USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade. Republican Representative Mike Johnson from Louisiana on Fox News Friday morning.
When the court invented the right to abortion, the federal right to abortion out of thin air, and said it was found in the penumbra of the Constitution, they imposed a tragically consequential social policy on America. And as a result, nearly or more than 63 million unborn American children have perished because of it. We've got to reverse that. We finally have, and we cannot overstate the importance of today. I don't think it's a surprise. We knew that we had originalists now, a majority of those who want to fairly and faithfully apply the Constitution as it's written, and this is the result of that. As we said, abortion obviously is not mentioned in the text of the Constitution, and it's nowhere in its original meaning.
We'll have more reactions throughout the day. We are USA Radio News.
Hey, this is Al Robertson with my dad, Phil. One of the things that we've noticed is, you know, people start losing their hair many times early in life. Now, Dad, you managed to hang on to yours. Have you got some secret?
Yeah, get on this keep, sir. You'll be a hairy guy like me.
I've got a little gap coming up on top of mine, so I know the hair loss sometimes can be a touchy subject with guys, and so what Keeps does is help you hang on to your hair. It's clinically proven. It's FDA approved. They have hair treatments available online. They have a physician there, so make sure you get the right product for you. Make sure it's safe. There's no waiting rooms. There's no pharmacy visits. Keeps is delivered straight to your door at about half the cost. That's half the cost. If you have any questions, you can message your Keeps doctor 24/7. So if you're a little tired of those balding jokes, go to keeps.com/Phil. 50% off your first order. That's KEEPS.com/Phil. PHIL. Keeps.com/Phil. Hang on to your hair.
Once again, our top story this morning, the Supreme Court has overturned Roe versus Wade, sending the decision on abortions to the states and is no longer a constitutional right. One vape smoking company has been sent packing from the United States.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration ordered Juul Labs, Inc.'s e-cigarettes off the market, saying that the products play an outsized role in the rise in youth vaping. The sales ban follows nearly 2 years of back and forth between the regulator and the San Francisco-based company, which had requested authorization from its tobacco and menthol-flavored products to remain on the market. In a statement, Juul Labs said it will seek a stay on the FDA's decision and was exploring an appeal.
That's Eliandra's reporting. President Biden on Thursday inadvertently held up a detailed cheat sheet prepared by his staff for a press conference. On it were the instructions, take your seat. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll love what you find, especially our totally low prices. I'm firing up the grill for burgers and want to impress the neighbors. This bourbon has a smoky flavor that'll go great with your grill.
Nice!
Wow, and look at that price.
Well done.
I prefer medium rare. Your neighbors will love it. Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Pennsylvania high school principal 34-year-old Roger Weaver Freed was arrested and charged Tuesday with more than 30 felony sex charges for an inappropriate relationship he had with a male student over a 7-year period. The Supreme Court of the United States Thursday ruled for gun owners in New York. Republican Representative Claudia Tenney weighs in on Newsmax.
Well, let me first say that I led the brief, the amicus brief, a friend of court brief, in support of Second Amendment rights. I was joined by 175 of my colleagues in the House, and I thank them for getting on board because this is an historic decision that protects our Second Amendment rights. And anyone who's interested in understanding our Constitution, Justice Thomas does a master course in explaining how important our Second Amendment rights are, how they are a fundamental right, and they were predetermined, and they're natural rights that exist for self-defense, not just for people residing in their home, but goes beyond the former so-called Heller standard, where now we cannot restrict people from having the right to protect themselves outside of their home.
Thinking of traveling to Europe? If so, get ready to pay a fee before you enter. The European Union has announced the launch of its long-awaited visa waiver plan. Visitors from outside Europe will be charged a fee to enter the continent. The cost is about $7.35 and should be in place by next year. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.